This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hi, Carm Capriotto, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy. Welcome to the 608th episode of Remarkable Results Radio. Now, in keeping with my goal for 2021 to interview new shop owners and the upcoming youth of our industry, here's an incredible story. Our episode today, a succession story from a non-family internal candidate, a trusted service manager who hasn't even purchased her first home yet, but purchased Mark's Independent Service in Chatsworth, California. Welcome Colleen Yarger. She trained in the hotel industry for more than 10 years and has risen through the ranks as a service manager. Amazing that this 29-year-old has taken steps to become a shop owner. Despite her young age, she doesn't lack the talent and has been guided by former owner Mark Goldsmith, who has been a great supporter of the podcast. This episode shows what is possible and how Colleen seized many opportunities that she had presented to her, starting with my friends Malin Newton and then to Ryan Tunison. Lots of great inspiration to see what can be possible when you capitalize on every situation presented. Hey, the key talking points for this episode reside at remarkableresults.biz/E608. Hey, I just learned that Apex 2021 will again have the best and the brightest trainers and another great schedule of technical and management training. Now, this is specifically for shop owners and technicians, so stay tuned right here for more details. So for now, make sure Apex 2021 is on your calendar. Would you do that for me? November 2nd through the 4th in Las Vegas. Hey, stop spending time chasing customers. Shopware's leading shop management system is helping shops just like yours generate more profit per ticket with less time on the phone. Break away from your legacy system and implement a completely contactless workflow today. Get started at GetShopware.com. Hey, our Fun Pay Show Aftermarket Weekly is where we feature the wisdom from a guest host and the industry's first weekly virtual shop tour. It's now a podcast. Find it on your favorite podcast listening app. Search for Aftermarket Weekly. Hey, a warm welcome to Colleen Yarger from Mark's Independent Service in Chatsworth, California. Hello, Colleen.
Hi, Carm.
I need to tell everybody that we have a two-week anniversary to celebrate, right?
Yeah, almost 2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks. Well, what could it be? Colleen is the proud owner of Mark's Independent Service, and let me say, probably one of the youngest shop owners in North America, and one of the newest in 2021. I'll bet you you're probably the newest, because the transaction happened when? In January 1st?
It did, yeah. I was official January 4th, so essentially, yeah.
How cool. When I heard from Dave Kusa, you know, of course, I know Mark Goldsmith from Mark's, you know, interviewed him back in 2016. Great guy, you know, great, you know, player in the podcast with me. And when I found out that Colleen had only been with him a short time and she was going to succeed Mark in the business, I got so excited. I knew we had to tell this story. And let me tell you that my most fascinating takeaway from our initial phone call, Colleen, was she's buying a shop before she actually owns her own home.
Yeah, I don't ever do anything conventionally, so I don't know why this would be any different.
I love it. I so love it. Well, you've got one hell of a mountain to climb, but I'm sure a very successful business, a lot of people around you to help you with things. I know that you've got some coaches and people that help with the succession plan. If we can get into all of that stuff, great. This is a great story, and it involves Ryan Tunison, involves Malin Newton, and how you, if you will, quote in air quotes, discovered.
I do have a very interesting backstory because, again, like I said, I don't do anything conventionally. So I came from the hotel industry. I worked front desk at a hotel. Malin had actually hosted the service writer school at my hotel. And one day I had told him basically how much I really didn't like my job, and working in the Bay Area was really tough because everything was very competitive. And he went back to his room that night and came in the next morning and said, you know, I lost sleep over you. Which is probably what every front desk clerk wants to hear in the morning. But he had said, you know, I really do have a good opportunity for you. Would you be interested in sending me your resume? I had no idea what it was, but I said, sure, why not? Send him my resume. He comes back about an hour later with Ryan and said, I really think it would be beneficial if you had an interview with him. Again, not knowing what it was. I said, sure, why not? I mean, I'm looking for something different. What's the worst that's going to happen? I had an interview with Ryan. A couple of weeks later, I had an interview with his wife. And they had given me, which I'm sure a lot of people know, when you interview a technician, they give the tech worksheet. I had no idea what the heck any of that stuff was. She said, just go ahead and try and fill it out. I think I answered 3 questions and said, thanks, have a nice day. I was offered the job and I didn't even know what I was doing until the first day I stepped in Ryan's shop.
You're telling me that you took the job not even knowing what the job was going to entail?
Are you kidding me? I think I was 19 at the time and I heard double my pay plus medical and dental. I was in. I stepped in shop first day and Ryan hands me a big stack of work orders and he goes, okay, this is what you're going to do. And I looked at him thinking that I was going to do like file paperwork or something. Cool. I'm going to be, you know, a secretary. And I said, okay, well, what do I do with these? He goes, oh, you're going to sell all of these. I'm sorry, what? You're going to have me do what? And he went through the work orders with me and he goes, well, you're going to sell car repairs. And this is also at the time when I thought Jiffy Lube was still all seeing eye and that's where you went to get everything done on your car. So he explained a couple of them to me and I didn't know what a valve cover gasket was from a brake caliper. And that's where we started.
It's amazing. And now you're a shop owner. What an incredible backstory. You must be a quick learner.
I think Ryan would beg to differ on that, but I did try my best for sure. I spent a lot of long nights trying to understand ins and outs of cars just so I was able to have confidence to sell jobs. I also took a bunch of classes on the weekends just trying to understand and be able to sell what I was supposed to sell. But I made plenty of mistakes, plenty of them.
But they believed in you somehow. You had the right, personality, the attitude to get ahead that must have catapulted you.
Well, that's the best thing about being an advisor and what really intimidates a lot of the younger people is you don't have to know about cars. You have to have customer service. You can teach cars, you can't teach customer service. And I mean, my personality now has never changed. I've been myself from day one in the industry to now, and it's gotten me pretty far.
How did you end up working for Mark?
So I had been a couple years in the Bay Area and my whole family lives down south and I was getting kind of homesick and just realized that it was time for me to make a change. It was also time for Ryan to make a change. So it was perfect timing for both of us. And I took about a month off. I left Ryan's and thought, you know, at being super confident in 23, thought that I could find my own job myself. And I did a couple interviews with dealerships, which will never be for me. No downing them, but that's just not my jam. And I finally realized that I was still too young. I didn't have a lot of experience, so I wasn't looking credible to any of the shops that were out there. I called my business coach that was working with Ryan and myself and said, hey, I do actually need help. What do you have for me? And he told me, well, I have this perfect place for you. It's a Volvo shop in Chatsworth. And I kind of laughed at him. I really thought that Volvo was a dying breed. I thought that no one drove Volvos anymore. No one was buying Volvos. There weren't dealerships out there. How the heck are you going to have me go work for a shop when the cars aren't even there? And he told me, Colleen, just trust me, go to the dang interview. So I did. Came down, saw this immaculate shop in Chatsworth, had an interview with Mark. I thought it went okay. I later found out that that wasn't the greatest, but he offered me a working job, basically come in the shop. Let me see what you got. Thanks, sweet Jesus, I ended up getting Toyotas and made sales on the Toyotas because I still don't understand how Volvos operate.
That's what, 6 years ago?
5. So I just entered my 5-year after 5 years in September. I've been here 5 years.
You were hired on a trial basis. How many days later did Mark say, okay, you've got a job?
I can't remember if it was 2 days or if it was 3 days. And Mark had said, go get your driving record and everything else on Monday.
So he saw something in you to hire you, and obviously he saw something in you in order to sell you the business. What was it?
I think both of those answers are different. I found out a couple years later that Mark didn't even like me in my interview. I was just a warm body behind the counter. And I think probably at the 3-year mark when we did decide to sell the business, it was that I had proven myself at that point in time, been running the business for 3 years at that point. I knew all of the customers. I took care of them just like he did. They're very alike in that aspect.
Carm here, and Colleen Yarger shares her thoughts on having female service advisors. Hey, Carm here, and I can't say enough about the quality of instructors and the high level of technical and management training that was offered during the recent virtual APEX experience. Now, the great news is that show organizers for APEX 2021 are already hard at work to again assemble the best and the brightest instructors and the most timely and needed training for shop owners and technicians. Watch for a robust schedule of training and product demos on topics such as wheel alignment and ADAS calibrations. Also, training on how to be an effective leader, engine performance, diagnostic strategies, controller area networks, and using social media to grow your business. Now, those are just to name a few. With this caliber of training, make sure APEX 2021 is on your calendar November 2nd through the 4th. In Las Vegas. And together, let's make 2021 the year of growing sales, profits, and productivity for your business. Listen here for more APEX 2021 training and registration information. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Shopware's shop management system allows customers to review, approve, and pay for repairs all in one place. Now, one, your customer views their outstanding balance. Number two, they are prompted to submit payment directly through their invoice. And three, Shopware's secure portal facilitates payments right there without having to open another browser or remember another password. It's really that simple. Shopware is your complete solution for contactless service. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit getshopware.com for more information and to request a demo. Did it take you a while to formulate what Mark was asking you about buying the business? Did you jump on it right away? Did you have to think it through?
No, I'm probably the worst person to sell to because it takes me forever to make a decision because, you know, like I had said, I haven't even bought my first house yet. At that time, I was 27. So it's a really, really big decision. It took me probably about a month, maybe a little shy of a month to actually come up with an okay.
What did you do in order to get to the okay? Did you go to people that you know? Did you have to sit down with an accountant? I guess for the audience, there are people in the same situation. What were a few of your first moves in order to get to a yes?
No, I didn't sit down with an accountant. I really didn't even tell anyone that I was deciding to do this. My family has always been structured to where you have X amount of money in the bank. So I knew what I was working with to begin with. I knew I could afford. I knew the additional cost. I had calculated it kind of in my head. And then it really was the decision of, do I truly want to do this? And where am I at in my career? And where do I want to go? I think that was probably the most important. The financial decision came later. It was really, where do I see myself in 10 years? What do I want to do with myself? And the best option I came up with was to be a business owner. I really thought that was my next move.
So your why is to be a business owner, and then that helped guide you to the decision. And did Mark make the decision and the numbers work over a period of time to help you with it?
I think Mark was just at the point where he wanted to sell, so he really didn't know how to. We did have Bob doing our success. He was already a part of the process because we were going to sell it to a technician prior to myself. So we kind of knew a basis. Obviously, everything was catered to the technician versus me. So we knew that we had to figure out a plan, which was easily done by Bob. It was just, do I want to do it or not?
It's Bob Ward. Am I right? Bob Ward?
Correct.
Yeah, Bob's been on the show and a great contributor, and that's what Bob does. He gets businesses succeeded, internal or external candidates. So 29 years old, you bought yourself a business. What kind of plans do you have? I mean, is there a 3-year, 5-year plan? Is it just status quo? Let's just get my sea legs going.
I mean, at this point in time, yeah, it's kind of just status quo, trying to get my sea legs going, trying to get everything kind of, you know, back to normalcy. Because I'll be honest, my first day as a quote unquote owner, I forgot how to do my job. Even after doing this 10 years with nerves, and I have employees now, and the overwhelming response from my customers just being really supportive. I'm not a very confident person, even though it seems like I am. So it was very overwhelming to me. So I'm just right now trying to settle back down, get back to doing the day to day. And of course, I have goals. I just haven't written them down and put them into place yet.
I'm having a tough time with that confidence thing.
Everyone does. People who know me well, like my business coach that's been with me for forever, he always tells me, you need to figure out your confidence. You do. And I can show people that I'm really confident, but at the end of the day, I always second guess myself, constantly question myself. So, and I think that's actually what makes me good at what I do.
To be not overconfident, or to put it in perspective, I think is a hell of a trait. You have the confidence in front of people to make them trust you, but you always sweat the details, I think is what you're saying.
Correct.
So a millennial shop owner, do you have a lot of millennial customers?
So I think since I started working here, originally we had a very large older customer base. I would say at this point now, 5 years later, because it takes a while to build that up, yeah, we do have a good 50-50 split.
Excellent. Are you a spendthrift, Colleen?
No. Nope.
So you must be a penny pincher.
100%.
That strategy must have put you in the, so that you could end up buying the business.
Correct.
Well, there's a great lesson there, everyone. A very, very good lesson. So you told me that you're a process and systems person, and I believe having good processes and systems win wars.
I would have to agree with that.
Are the processes and systems that you have in play right now at Mark's, have you kind of written them and updated them? Are they pretty much, do they have your signature on them now?
When Bob first got into working with our shop, probably 2 or 3 years into my career here, he suggested that we write down processes and procedures. And Mark looked at it and kind of laughed. And I said, no, this is a great idea. So I've been working with my technicians and myself, just constantly writing everything down. So yes, we have them in tablet form. All of the guys can access them on their tablets. Anyone that walks into the shop can run the day-to-day.
Got it. So you've got that locked down. How big is the shop? How many bays and technicians do you have?
So I have 4 bays and I have 1 technician and 1 apprentice technician right now.
Do you feel that you'll want to expand or at least bring yourself on another full-time technician soon?
Yeah, we're actually actively interviewing right now for a full-time technician. My plan is to have 2 full-fledged techs and 2 apprentice technicians, because I do want to keep Mark's dream of growing technicians and helping out apprentice technicians alive. We still offer a lot of training and things like that that's beneficial to them.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm on my soapbox in 2021 about apprentices. Listen, it's an open invitation. I'm more than willing to bring on a panel of apprentices during this year, and just let me know when you may have someone available, because I think that story needs to be told. And I also think it's tough to find ourselves, you know, quality hires, and yet even just find even a warm body technician who's willing to move and change. I think we have to start growing our own. And I think in 5 or 6 years down the road, we're going to look back at 2021 and said, hey, we started an apprentice program and it really, really helped our business. Is having a woman on the counter, Colleen, a really big thing for you?
I think it's really important. You know, when I first started, when I was 19, I didn't know of any other women service advisors except for one who ended up quitting about 6 months later, because it's a really tough job. And at that time, stereotypes were huge. But having anyone walk in and seeing a female, they automatically become warmer and it's more inviting. So I think it's huge.
For you, the female is an advantage. But if you had a male on the counter who really knew that whole people thing, would you be okay with that?
100%.
Cool. Hey, so has Mark come in at all? I mean, what's Mark going to do? Is he going to hang around, have coffee? What's he going to do?
Mark is gone. Mark even towed his toolbox out the same day he retired. So I did get a chance to see him last week. Yeah. I got a chance to see him last week. He was in for about maybe 10 minutes. And I swear, if I didn't know he was a male, he was pregnant, because he was glowing so hard. He is so happy with retirement.
I love that. In fact, we'll have to have a show with Mark and talk about post-retirement, because I've done shows like that before and what's next thing. Are you a member of ASCCA out there in California?
Yeah, of course.
The value of associations, has it really been a help to you over these last few years?
I would say 100%. I mean, one part of my career, I didn't really understand the importance of the association. When I got to start working with Mark, I started to realize, because a lot of the people that are in our group know me personally. I have plenty of meetings with them. They're more than willing to help. It's just nice to have someone regardless of your level of experience in business, to have their input, because everyone has a different thought process and, you know, everyone's procedures are different and everyone's ways are different. Doesn't mean that what I do is going to work for you, but maybe what you do is going to work for me. So I think it's extremely beneficial.
So glad to hear that. There are a lot of people in the audience that are shop owners or technicians or service advisors who listen to the show to pick up all kinds of great business acumen. And there's a few of them out there, probably more than a few, probably thousands, that shop owners want to succeed the business, or there's an individual inside who'd love to be considered to buy the business. I'd love to talk about that right now. Now that you're an internal candidate, a succession candidate, what kind of great advice can we give to someone that they could approach their owner and say, hey, I'm interested. Are you ready?
I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I would say a lot of times what I've learned through this process is owners don't know when enough is enough. They don't know when they want to retire. I think if your goal is to buy a business, have that conversation now. Let them know that you're thinking about that. It gets them thinking about that. Because even just me being 2 weeks into this, I've already been approached about figuring out my succession plan and making sure that, so I'm not 80 years old still tied to my job. I think it's important to have the conversation between both of the owner and whoever is a potential buyer.
That's great advice and extremely important. Those are some of the toughest approaches, if you will, where people need to say, I really want to talk to the boss. When's a good time? Well, we've been busy today. He's got things on his mind. I just think you need to, you know, knock on the door or call up the boss or text him and says, hey, do you have a few minutes? I'd love to talk about my future. And my future may be I want to buy a business. And who knows, maybe it's yours. And I think the point of getting the conversation started, Colleen, and verify this for me, is that it takes some time to put a deal together.
Oh, yeah. It took me much longer than I thought to get this whole thing started. But it really did start with a conversation. And then Mark had to think about it. I had to think about it. And now we're where we're at. So it has to start with a conversation somewhere. And I hate to tell people who are looking to buy a business, it's not going to start with your owner.
Wow. Excellent. Well, I so appreciate you coming on, and congratulations to Buying Mark's Independent Service out in Chatsworth, California. Colleen Yarger, so proud of you. And now you're on the podcast. We're going to come to you for some great sage advice in the future. And please don't be bashful when we come on and talk about succession planning. I'd love to have you on and continue to share your insights and wisdom as our industry's newest shop owner.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to be here, and thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.